Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thank you for listening to the Fierce Audie podcast, where we talk about disability, quackery, parenting, and Jewish life.
Hello, everybody. We are back to talk about a quack that I had written about years ago. His name is Dr. Jason Klopp. He is a naturopath from Vancouver, Canada, that claims to be the first and only clinic to duplicate the treatment, which was developed by Dr. James Adam and his team at Arizona State University. Now, what is this treatment? This treatment is called fecal microbiota transplant, or FMT, fecal transplant. The fecal transplant is another treatment that's said to cure autism. Recently in the news, Melissa Eaton exposed them. What is fecal microbiota transplant, FMT? FMT is a procedure that delivers healthy human donor stool to a patient via colonoscopy, enema, nasogastric tube, or in capsules known as poop pills. It's only prescribed for serious C. diff infections. C. diff is a serious infection, one that causes debilitating diarrhea. In the U.S., in 2011 alone, C. diff was responsible for 29,000 deaths in adults. Treating C. diff begins with administering antibiotics, however, reoccurrence is common. By the third episode of severe C. diff, it is unlikely antibiotics will cure the infection, so your child's doctor may consider FMT as an option. It is still an experimental procedure and should only be done under medical intervention. How does FMT work? The GI tract has an ecosystem of thousands of bacteria and other organisms that help keep the body healthy. When the patient is given an antibiotic, this ecosystem is disrupted, allowing the growth of disease-causing bacteria such as C. diff. With a fecal transplant, good microorganisms from the donor stool are infused into the patient. Healthy bacteria begin to grow and prevent C. diff from reoccurring. A colonoscopy is a thin hollow tube with an attached camera is placed up the colon, and a catheter tip syringe is used to inject the donor stool through the channel. An enema, although less invasive than a colonoscopy, is a fecal enema often needs to be performed more than once because the donor stool doesn't reach the colon. Nasogastric tube, NG, using a thin, flexible feeding tube, the doctors insert the donor's stool through a patient's nostril down the throat into the stomach. Oral capsules, known as poop pills, you take them orally. The long-term results of FMT are unknown, so you need to sign an informed consent form for yourself or your child. To prepare for the transplant, you or your child should have an empty GI tract. This often means drinking only clear fluid and abstaining from eating for 24 hours prior to the procedure. If you have mild or moderate C. diff, they may also ask for you to drink a liquid to encourage a bowel movement. However, people with more severe infections will not follow the same protocol. The risks of FMT. When the procedure is used for its intended purpose, there is a risk of infection transmission. They are HIV, hepatitis, and retrovirus. In the proper setting, all donor stool is tested thoroughly to minimize this. It is an experimental procedure. There are many risks that are unknown. To undergo this is very risky. There are too many unknowns. There is a study that disproves this quackery. There has been much talk about the role of the gut biome in autism. They are obsessed with our poop. They believe that there is a role in the gut that causes autism. The autistic community had said it was bunk for a long time, but science finally caught up. It has been proven that the gut biome in autistic people are different than non-autistic people, and there's a very good reason for this. The different gut biome is due to autistic people being picky eaters or eating according to their sensory profile. The different food you eat affects what kind of microorganisms are in your intestines. The study was published in the scientific journal Cell. This proves this theory, and the autistic community is rejoicing. The study worked with Australian Autism Biobank. This includes an extensive clinical and biological data from autistic children and their families. It also included the Queensland Twin Adolescent Brain Project. They compared microbiota DNA from stool samples of 99 autistic children to two groups of non-autistic children, 51 of their siblings and 97 unrelated children. They also looked at clinical, family, and lifestyle information. This includes diet as well. They found no evidence for a relationship between autism and measures of the microbiome as a whole or with microbiome diversity. Only one bacterial species out of more than 600 showed an association with autism. They found no evidence for other bacterial groups that have been previously reported in autism. Instead, they found autistic children were more likely to be picky eaters, which is consistent with earlier studies, and this was related to autistic traits such as sensory sensitivity and special interest. They also found that pickier eaters tended to have a less diverse microbiome and runnier stool. This can cause some autistic children to have gastrointestinal issues. That is quite the opposite of what Klopp has said. So we're going to take a break and we will go into the bullshit that Klopp inflicted on others. We are back. We are going to go right into what Klopp has done. So due to this treatment, and they were trying to say that it could cure autism when it can't, this FMT for autism was developed by James Adams and his team at Arizona State University. 18 weeks into his trial, they claim they observed 80% improvement from a baseline in digestive-related symptoms. They also claim that there is a 25% improvement in autism-related symptoms in 8 weeks. At their 2-year follow-up, they said that they observed 80% improvement in digestive symptoms maintained and another 20% improvement in autism-related symptoms. Klopp sent all of his families with autistic children to a retreat in Mexico. It is illegal to perform this procedure in Canada and the United States. It takes place in a hotel at Rosarito Beach in Mexico. The treatments take place in a clinic across the street from the hotel, and the only thing that they have there is a veterinary clinic. So this procedure takes place in a veterinary clinic. only legal procedure is for C. diff, which we discussed earlier. There is a video of an old live that Klopp did. I have embedded in my blog. I have it linked in the description. It is an hour and 44 minutes long. Otherwise, I would have included it in this podcast. If you are curious about what his thought process was and what he claimed would work, I have it embedded and I was able to download it before it was taken down. The infection risk is great. They have donor stool from two children aged 14 and 15 years old. These children are not vaccinated, and of course, the anti-vax community would eat this right up. The donors are tested, but only to collect samples from two children. Imagine what life these children have. Imagine being stuck in a room all day waiting to go to the bathroom, and this adult just wants your poop. At that age, it is just super weird. And some of these samples that are put in these children are up to 2 weeks old. I used to test stool samples all the time. I would run the test myself under a microscope, and samples that were more than 24 hours old and not refrigerated were no good. And even the ones that were refrigerated were only good for 48 hours. The FDA also issued a warning about this dangerous practice. From the FDA on June 13th, 2019, the Food and Drug Administration is informing healthcare providers and patients of the potential risk of serious or life-threatening infections with the use of fecal microbiota for transplantation, FMT. The agency is now aware of bacterial infections caused by multi-drug resistant organisms that have occurred due to transmission. These organisms from use of investigational FMT. Summary of the issue. Two immunocompromised adults who received investigational FMT developed invasive infections caused by extended spectrum beta lactamase producing E. coli. One of the individuals died. FMT in these two individuals were prepared from a stool obtained from the same donor. The donor stool and resulting FMT used in these two individuals were not tested for these organisms, producing gram-negative organisms prior to use. After these adverse events occurred, stored preparations of FMT from this stool donor were tested and found to be positive, producing E. coli identical to the organisms isolated from the two patients. Information for healthcare providers and patients. In July, FDA issued guidance stating that it intends to exercise enforcement discretion under limited conditions regarding the IND requirements for the use of FMT to treat C. diff infections in patients who have not responded to standard therapies. The guidance states that FDA intends to exercise enforcement discretion provided that treating physician obtains adequate consent for the use of FMT from the patient or their legally authorized representative, such as a parent or legal guardian. The consent should include, at minimum, a statement of the use of FMT to treat C. diff is investigational and attended discussion of its potential risks. FDA is informing members of medical and scientific communities and other interested persons of the potential risk of transmission of those organisms by FMT and the resultant serious adverse reactions that may occur. Patients considering FMT to treat C. diff infection should speak to their healthcare provider to understand the potential risks associated with the product's use. Additional protections for investigational use of FMT. Because of the serious adverse reactions that have occurred with investigational FMT, FDA has determined that the following protections are needed for any investigational use of FMT. Donor screening with questions that specifically address risk factors for colonization with these organisms and exclusion of individuals at a higher risk of colonization of those microorganisms. Testing these stools for those microorganisms and exclusion of stool that test positive for them, FDA scientists have determined that the specific organisms testing and frequency that should be implemented. Reporting adverse events. FDA encourages all healthcare providers administering FMT products to report suspected adverse events to the FDA. That's only for people using this procedure legally. In a Dutch study of FMT, there was a transmission of parasites during the procedure. I have the study linked in the blog article. Klopp or his associates had connected all of his patients with a Facebook group called Klopp Kids. It is thought to be shut down due to the efforts of the talented Melissa Eaton. She reported this atrocity to the Canadian media. I have linked the article in my blog. The group has been reportedly shut down, and it is said that they opened a new group, but a $5,000 deposit must be paid in order to gain entry to the group. In April 2020, Health Canada starts looking into Klopp's business in response to the CBC reporting. FMT is not approved by Health Canada or the FDA for autism. Health Canada has sent Klopp a letter informing him that his business is not compliant with federal law. Health Canada's file on Klopp is active. Selling unauthorized health products or making false or misleading claims to prevent, treat, or cure illness is illegal in Canada. The department takes this matter very seriously and will continue to take action to stop this activity. The College of Naturopathy said that they have several separate new concerns. Klopp has been banned from FMT. The College of Naturopathic Physicians of British Columbia, Canada, has taken extraordinary action against Klopp. This was in response to a complaint from a former employee who says he manufactures his products in a household lab in British Columbia without standard procedures or quality control. On August 19, 2021, the college's inquiry committee said, while the complaint is under investigation, Klopp cannot manufacture, advertise, or sell fecal microbiota transplants. He will also be the subject of a random on-site audit to make sure he is in compliance. According to the college's public notice, its action due to the seriousness of the alleged conduct and a real risk of harm to the public. This is the first public sign of concrete action by the college in 20 years. There is no way that the college can adequately protect public safety on an interim basis if Dr. Klopp is allowed to continue his current FMT endeavors, the college said. We're going to take a break and we're going to go into Klopp's response to the legal action. Klopp filed a petition to ask the judge to quash the British Columbia regulator's extraordinary action against him. This document includes allegations that the college has overstepped its power by setting guidelines outside its jurisdiction to regulate the practice of naturopathy. The petition also says that the college has no mandate to purport to protect patients who are receiving treatment in Mexico or any other place outside of British Columbia, or otherwise restrict the treatment of choices of patients outside of British Columbia. He also says the FMT is under the jurisdiction of Canada Health and not under the college, but he is already under investigation by Canada Health. Klopp claims that the investigation is unscientific prejudice. The college has not filed a response yet. There was an ex-employee who was disgruntled and they spoke out. This ex-employee said that all fecal samples came from Klopp's nephew. Alleged stool donors for the FMT materials are being produced at the petitioner's Klopp's laboratory, where the petitioner's nephew would bring their stool down to the basement and someone would freeze dry it there and it makes it into capsules, said the college. This came from the same ex-employee who said that they run a household lab and had no quality assurance or control measures. Then Klopp claims to be in compliance. Klopp said that he is not producing FMT products in Abbotsford and is now in a lab in Collywack. He claims to be in compliance with all federal laws. There is no proof of this. In his latest petition, Klopp claims that his business is off-duty and does not meet the definition of naturopathic practice in British Columbia. Klopp claims that they have no authority to demand financial records. Furthermore, he claims that because he is administering the transplants out of Canada, Health Canada and the college have no jurisdiction. In the same breath, he says that naturopathy is supposed to operate outside of conventional scientific methods. Naturopaths, by nature, practice an alternative branch of medicine that employs an array of principles, precepts, practices, and treatments, the efficacy and safety of which is not always demonstrated to the strict formal standards of the medical or pharmaceutical science, as stated on Klopp's petition. In Canada, Health Canada states the FMT meets the definition of a drug and is regulated the same way. It requires a risk-benefit assessment through traditional clinical trials. They are also investigating Klopp's business and have forced him not to accept Canadian children to his retreats. None of these allegations have been proven in court as of yet. The private investigators hired to investigate Klopp. There is a new legal filing from the College of Naturopathic Medicine in British Columbia that shows that it appointed inspectors with private investigation firm Paladin Risk Solutions to begin looking into the concerns surrounding Jason Klopp's business in August of 2019. This is much earlier than previously reported. The investigation, which is initiated by the Inquiry Committee of the College, preceded a second investigation launched early of 2021 when a former employee filed a complaint about his laboratory being in his basement apartment in Abbotsford using his nephew's stool. Klopp has a new defense. As the College of Naturopathic Physicians of British Columbia investigation against Jason Klopp has been underway, his lawyers have made an interesting announcement. They are fighting back with the defense that is very unusual. If his practice weren't so scientific, it would be comical. The issue is Klopp is using his nephew's feces to make the fecal transplant to cure autism in his nephew's apartment. He made the pills and enemas there. According to CBC's Klopp's lawyer, Jason Grattle, questioned what it would take in a manner unbecoming of a naturopath, because naturopathy is so broad and open to interpretation. They said that a lack of scientific evidence for Klopp's practice should not prevent him from offering the service because naturopaths are not bound by science. He also said that they sometimes rely on historical and anecdotal evidence. The college responds that naturopathy isn't everything goes. The judge upholds ban on Klopp's FMT. According to the court, Klopp's business could present a real risk of harm. The BC Supreme Court has upheld a ban meant to prevent CLOP from manufacturing, advertising, and selling pills and enemas made from human feces for use on autistic children. He attempted to quash the investigations and lift the ban, but he failed, thankfully. Justice Jacqueline Hughes dismissed both of CLOP's petitions. She said that the college did not make a mistake in taking interim action against CLOP and that it would be premature to interfere with an ongoing investigation. Hughes also said that the evidence in front of the college was enough to suggest CLOP's business could present a real risk of harm to the public, and he may have committed professional misconduct and unprofessional conduct. CLOP ending fecal transplants for autism. This was updated this past July. CLOP said his plan to shift his business from providing unproven quack treatments to just manufacturing fecal transplants. He will only sell them to be used for their approved purpose. This is to C. diff infections that are non-responsive to other therapies. He has not explained how he is going to execute this. He is currently banned from producing and marketing his FMT at his Chilliwack facility. It has a long list of quality control and sanitation issues, including having all the same samples coming from his nephew, only coming from one person. Melissa Eaton, a activist and one of my colleagues, said, "I'm excited that it's at least going to stop. Part of me think it's great that it's going to be happening to children, but it still seems like he is not being punished for what he has done." Another activist who has been tracking CLOP for years, Ann Borden King, who is another one of my colleagues, "I am a little skeptical. The entire business model isn't stopping. There is still no evidence of quality control. A C. diff infection is serious, and if there isn't proper quality control, the consequences could be devastating, like with those two people who got sick and one of them died from an E. coli infection." Melissa says, "When I first uncovered what CLOP was doing, it's only as in Mexico, he is operating in several other countries now." Ann Borden King says it's not just about a future. Someone's on the internet is promising that you're going to have, if you use their product, really your children's well-being about the connection you have now. It's about quality of life that you have now. She is talking about accept your child for who they are. Stop trying to cure who they are. I have talked about this before. Telling these children through your actions that how they are is not good enough. On November 3rd, in an article by CBC. On November 1st, 2023, CLOP confessed that his business has violated multiple guidelines and regulations of his position. This according to a public notice posted by the College of Naturopathic Physicians of British Columbia. According to this document, CLOP signed a consent order agreeing to the cancellation of his registration to the college as of November 1st and is fined $7,500, which is not enough. He has made $15,000 on each child. He needs to pay a lot more. He has admitted to, according to the terms of this consent order, 1. Promoting and selling fecal microbiota transplants, FMT, for autistic patients, disregarding Health Canada's regulations and his scope for practice as a British Columbian naturopath. 2. Ignoring warnings from Health Canada and continued his work anyway. 3. Making unverifiable statements in his advertising and allowing Canadians to have intermittent access to his website, which he promised they would not have access to. He was supposed to shut it down, and he never did. The original document can be found on this blog post, if you wish to read it. CLOP's business, Novell Biome spokesperson, did acknowledge the disciplinary agreement in an email to CBC. He has not practiced as a naturopathic doctor for several years and has fully transitioned into a role solely focused on the manufacturing of fecal microbiota transplant, FMT, products as a contract manufacturer. Bob's loss of license isn't permanent. He is free to reapply in 5 years. That is November 1st, 2028. Melissa Eaton, who is one of the activists behind Bob being stopped, said the loss of his license was fabulous, but wish his fine was higher, like I said before. The fine that they've given him is nowhere how much he was making off of these people. Ann Borden said the college's work was exemplary. They were very proactive. They were very interested in gathering information and taking action. It's very admirable that they did that. Eaton questions whether or not there will be criminal charges, which there should be. He is responsible if any of those kids got sick or if anything happened to them. Eaton and other American activists have filed complaints about Klopp with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection and the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, over the years about his exports of FMT products to American families, but of course there is no response, just like with the MMS. All activists agree that Canada's action is much better than the U.S. not caring about disabled lives until COVID-19 hit non-disabled people that were affected by quackery such as chlorine dioxide. When will the United States care about their disabled population and not see them as second-class citizens? They say there's equality here in this country, but Canada, I commend you for holding him responsible. It took over 10 years to bring the Grennans to justice, and the justice wasn't nearly enough. I will be watching this to see if there will be criminal charges brought, and I really hope there are. This quackery needs to stop. Too many people are getting sick. Too many people are dying. I will update if there's more to update on. Stay loud and proud, however that means to you.
Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening.